I think he's making his way over here right now as we are going to be joined by Miami Hurricanes defensive lineman Ruben Bang. Ruben, thank you so much for joining us today with Canes Connection here right after the spring game. I mean, what a season last year, right? I mean, you got to come back this year and do it all over again, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I want to start off by saying thank you for having me. But like you said, starting all over again, that's the process of football, though. Every year you do something, next year you come up and forget about last year and keep working. That's something I've been preaching through my whole life, something Coach Taylor been preaching often. And I just forget everything that happened last year, don't matter. Now it's time for a new path. I'm back on my old number trying to work.
You know, I thought you weren't going to play today. And then I saw number four come in. I felt bad for the offense. I'm like, man, we're trying to run some plays here. Why are we bringing you in? You know, we got to run the offense. But and right away, you made a couple pressures. So some people say, hey, Ruben, put him in glass. You know, don't even use him in spring. But I've seen you out there working. I've seen you working separately with Jason Taylor and Harrison Hunt and a couple guys. What was your goal this spring as far as getting better?
My goal really was to lose a couple pounds. But other than that, just go every day in the practice and work. Most people, they have a little success early on. They want to get lots of days and get complacent. But I have much bigger goals. So I'm always going to work. I'm always going to work no matter if it's practice or the game. I'm never going to take no plays off. I'm never going to feel like, I shouldn't practice today. Every day I wake up, it's a day to get better. And I always take that. I never take it for granted.
Ruben, it's been a year plus, obviously, since you made your decision to come to University of Miami. You could have gone anywhere in the country. But after you've been here now for a year plus, get your family to come into the games and obviously your brother on staff, your decision, I mean, how right was it in your mind after this last year? And why was it that you decided to stay home?
My decision was the best decision I ever made, like I always say. I couldn't get this stuff like this anywhere else. I mean, the support I get from my family, my friends, the community, the city, it's second to none. Everything I do is exactly made in day, stayed in day. Everything I do is to wake up and be better and to get the program back the way it need to be.
Let me ask you, you know, you should have been a five-star. We all know you should have been a five-star, right? We know that. But now, you're rated, right? It's not, you're not, I mean, people know you're the man. So how does that, there you go. So how do you keep that motivation that you had that drove you to be what you were as a freshman now that people expect you to be that top guy?
Like I said, every day I wake up is a day to get better. I'm always thinking, how can I improve my game? How can I improve myself? I never take a day off, never take a playoff. I mean, I'm always working. And really, it's just my motivation, my wives. I mean, I got my family here. They're a main reason. I'm always trying to get better every day.
Ruben, we saw the video when you won ACC Freshman of the Year, right, with Coach Cristobal. And it meant a lot to, obviously, you, but to him also, right? Talk about the relationship with him, because obviously he made you a priority. And he said from the beginning you were going to be a cornerstone for getting this place back to where it needs to be. So talk a little about Coach Cristobal and, again, trusting him with your decision to come to Miami.
I mean, I put all my trust in the Coach Cristobal. He's not only a great coach, but a great person. He pushes me every day, and he always has my back no matter what. It's never been I never had a shadow of a doubt in my mind of the plan he had for me. I always been coming in knowing that whatever he says, I'm going to do, because I trust him. I'll give him my all every day. No matter what it is, I'm going to do it. If he tell me to run through a wall, I'm going to go run through a wall, because I believe that he got a reason for me doing it. Coach Cristobal, he's been putting his trust in me since day one. Like you said, he always mentioned it. And now since I'm here, I guess it's just showing off. And all the work that we put in is coming to the light.
Let me take it back to high school a little bit. You know, when I was coming up, it was always Northwestern kind of number one and Central was number two there. That's changed quite a bit the last decade. Yeah. So what led Central to be such a dynasty before you, now that you're there, and then now since you've left?
Really, it's the culture. I mean, I used to go to Central practices when I was a kid when my little brother was on the team with Dalvin Cook and all them. And I'm just in the weight room watching them, how they work out, how they grind, and just looking up to all the older dudes. And I feel like that's something I was just built over the years. And as it kept going, it just kept trickling on. And once they turned the corner finally in that 2010 run, it just never stopped. And just the culture that's been input in the system, it's a standard. Everybody lives up to the standard. No matter if you're a quarterback, a kicker, even the water girls, they all uphold to the standard. So it's just a way of life on 95th.
Let me ask about your brother, because Pete knows this, because I remember watching your brother in high school, and I wanted Miami to recruit him because I thought the guy was super athletic and super good. Obviously, had an injury that kept him from really maybe being everything he could be just because of the injury and bad luck. Seeing something like that as his younger brother, what does that do to your motivation as far as, you know, hey, man, this is not promised to be able to continue all the time?
Man. It boosts me every day, honestly. Just being that little brother that I always wanted to be around my big brother. I mean, I was always in his shadow. He went through some tough times, but we all stood together as a family. And always watching him, everything he did, I wanted to do, I wanted to emulate. And just, I mean, I'm lost for words right now. That's my big brother. I love him. Anything he do, I want to do, even to this day.
What's up, everybody? This is D-Money with the Canes Insight Daily Podcast. Want to tell you about our good friends at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. If you've been in a crash, someone you care about has been in a crash, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Don't go with a rookie. Go with somebody who knows the process, who has experts at every single stage of the process, who will treat you like family, who will make sure that you're protected, taken care of. Don't have to worry about anything except for getting the finest legal care and having your case handled by the absolute best. Take back control of your life. 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Also want to talk about my friends at Caneswear. You can go to the store at Davey, Football Heaven, or caneswear.com if you're not local. Get the absolute best in Miami Hurricanes gear, Miami Dolphins gear, Inter Miami, Florida Panthers, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins. You name it, they have it. Absolute best when it comes to Miami sports fans, merchandise, and the best staff in the business. Ask anybody, they'll tell you. But if you're not lucky enough to go to the store, go to caneswear.com. Everything is available there, the spot where Miami fans shop.
Who's winning the rep, man? When he was playing, and you now, who's winning that rep?
I got it 1,000%. I'm going to tell him every time I got it. That's me.
He was an athletic dude. I don't know the power that you have might be a little tough for him. That's my breakdown on that one. But listen, so you on the field, you're playing defensive end. A lot of people talk about you at defensive tackle. You got some good edge rushers that can play next to you. What's different playing inside as opposed to playing outside for you, and how you adjust your game?
Inside, everything happens a little quicker. It's a high percentage of getting doubled and chipped and stuff like that, getting some slides coming your way. You just got to play a little more hungry inside. You got to have a little different dog to you. But I'm willing to play all four positions if I have to. Anything that has the valuable to anything that has value to me, I'm all for it. I'm not going to shy away from anything or any kind of work. I'm always going to go towards it. And with that chance, I mean, anywhere they put me, I know I'm going to do the job. I'm going to get the job done.
Ruben, talk about that defensive line group a little bit. Obviously, there were some injuries there last year. You were seeing double and triple teams, right? By the middle of the season, it seemed like. Now that that group's fully healthy, how excited are you to work with that group of guys in there? And talk about some of the other guys that you're excited to play with.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for this upcoming year. It's crazy. We all finally back. Everybody's back healthy. We strong. We bonded together. We've been here like going on 2 years now. Just the chemistry we got in the room. I mean, if anybody's texting in the chat, hey, I'm gonna go watch some film. You got almost the whole D-line pulling up to watch film just because we so bonded. And I'm excited to see what's gonna happen this year, because if we that close off the field, I can imagine what's gonna happen on the field.
You know, we just had Cam Ward on. I was talking about sort of the pressure of, you know, getting this thing back from former Canes and everything else. You got it twice as much because you're from here. So you got uncles, friends, you know, people around really putting that pressure on. So what's that like for you as someone who's really kind of the face of the program to have the whole community looking at you and you know, giving their opinion and all that?
At times it can be tough if you think about it, but I'll try not to. The wise words of my head coach, Coach Jewel Joseph, he always told me that pressure make diamonds. So I'm never shying away from the pressure. I know. I know the I know that from the pressure, it's going to make me a better person, better football player, but also a better young man. And really, I just put my head down to work, stay close with my brothers, my team, and we all sticking whatever we got together.
We talked to Elijah a little while ago, Alston, and something he said was those battles with the offensive line in practice, right? And we know that that group should be really, really strong this year. What's it like going up against those guys in practice every day?
It's great. I mean, shoot, just last week, we was doing one-on-ones, and I got pancaked twice back-to-back by Samson. So, I mean, anybody could get it, really. Everybody's talented on both sides of the ball. So we going at it every day. I mean, that last Saturday practice, we throwing blows, we fighting, we cussing at each other. I mean, tensions get real high, but that's what's needed. Coach Cristobal always says iron sharpens iron. So when we on Green Tree, we going all at it. Ain't nobody holding nothing back. We know that at the end of the day, we getting each other better. And once we get in the locker room, we kiki-kiing, we dancing with each other, we loving up on each other. It's a brotherhood.
There it is. Let me ask you. So I know you've had some great coaches, but I'm sure a lot of your lessons started at home. So talk to me about your family and what they instilled in you and allowed you to be sitting here where you're at.
I mean, sure, I got a huge family, like a real huge family. But really just at home, being around my family all the time is just I was just showing resiliency. No matter what it is, stay together and push through. Always believe in God, put God first, and He'll guide you the right way. But just the chemistry I got at home, I knew how to take it to other people, help other people, and always look out for each other. That's what helped me at home, and I just translate that into the real world, and everything helps out in my favor, God willing.
So the central pipeline to Miami starting to get built a little bit now, obviously. Armando Blunt coming in as the young guy. Talk about his development and how you're trying to kind of take him under your wing a little bit and show him the ropes.
Well, Mondo, he's a little banged up right now, coming in from high school. And really, everything I do, I try to bring him with me. I mean, he's a young guy. Everybody knows he graduated early. And he's just, I say he like a little sponge. Everybody around the facility say he my little brother and stuff like that. But I just try to, anything I do, I try to take him with me and tag him along. Because I told him just the other day, I mean, if you serious, you could make history, be the youngest freshman All-American ever. I mean, you just turned 17, so if you do that at 9, you just stick to the program and work, you're gonna make history. And I'm trying to open up his eyes so you can see that.
Listen, we talked a lot of football, talked a lot of business. You know, I know you got most of your time is off the field, right? Not in practice, not in the workouts. So what do you like to do off the field? What are some of your passions off the football field?
Actually, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I major in photography. I've been doing it for about the last 7 years. It's something that I'm really interested in, but in my free time, if I'm not doing nothing, just sitting around my dorm, I draw. I'm real, like, artistic guy.
Any sort of photography, nature, I mean, anything that you kind of look for in particular?
Before, it was just typical sports, but I took some couple classes when I first got here in the spring, and I kind of see myself falling into, like, the landscape area with the nature, everything like that.
We need some help over here, man. So if you ever, you know, want to snap some pictures,
I got you.
Hey, listen, Ruben, appreciate your time, man. I know everybody here is really grateful that you chose Miami, and it's not just the player. It's what you represent. If you're going to build something to be sustainable, it's going to be people like you, man. So appreciate you.
Thank you.
Ruben Bain, thank you, man.